Junie B. Jones is a Beauty Shop Guy by Barbara Park. There are 9 chapters in the table of contents. I am starting on page 1, chapter 1, my brand new different name. My name is Junie B. Jones. The B stands for Beatrice, except I don't like Beatrice. I just like B and that's all. Only guess what? That doesn't even matter anymore, because I am changing my name to a brand new, different name. It popped right into my head when I waked up this morning. That's how come I jumped out of bed and I zoomed to the kitchen to tell Mother and Daddy. Turn the page. They were sitting at the breakfast table. People, people, guess what? Guess what? I am changing my name to a brand new, different name. And it is the loveliest name I ever heard of. Mother was feeding my baby brother named Ollie. Daddy was reading his paper. They did not pay attention to me. I climbed up on my chair and shouted my new name real loud. Pinky Gladys Gutsman! My new name is Pinky Gladys Gutsman! Just then, Daddy looked at me over the top of the paper, because now he was paying attention. "Excuse me, could you run that by me one more time?" he asked. "Your new name is Pinky Gladys. What?" I clapped my hands real happy. "Gutsman!" I shouted very thrilled. "Pinky Gladys Gutsman. And so from now on, everybody has to call me that, or else I will not even answer. Okay, Daddy? Okay?" I hugged myself. "Isn't it just the cutest name you ever heard of? Because pinky is the loveliest color I ever saw. Plus, Gladys Gutsman is the snack lady at school. And so who wouldn't want to be named after that woman? That's what I would like to know." Daddy shook his head. "I don't know. That doesn't really sound like a good idea to me," he said. I did a frown at that guy. Turn the page. I am on page 4. "Why, Daddy? How come? How come it doesn't sound good?" "Well, for one thing, it's much too long," he said. "No one will be able to remember a name as long as that one." I tapped on my chin. I said. Then all of a sudden, my whole face got happy. "Hey, I got it! I got the answer!" After that, I zoomed to my room and I got some paper and I zoomed right back again. "A name tag! We will make a name tag," I said. "That way people can read my new name and they won't even have to remember it." I gave the paper to Mother. "Write it down. Write it down. Write my new name on this paper. Then we can pin it right on my clothes." Mother did a frown at Daddy.
"Way to go, Ace," she said, kind of mumbling.
After that, she wrote my new name on the paper and she pinned it to my PJs. I danced all around the floor. "Pinky Gladys Gutsman. My name is Pinky Gladys Gutsman," I sang real joyful. Mother and Daddy didn't say any words. They just kept on looking at me. Finally, Daddy got up from the table.
"Well, gotta go," he said. "I've got an appointment to get a haircut."
Mother springed out of her chair. She grabbed Daddy by his shirt.
"Oh, no, you don't. You can't," she said.
"I have an appointment to take Ollie to the doctor this morning, remember?"
Turn the page, page 6.
"If you need to get your hair cut, you're going to have to take you know who with you." I tapped on her. "Gutsman," I said. "The name is Pinky Gladys Gutsman." Daddy ran his fingers through his hair. Then he did a big sigh, and he told me to hurry and get dressed. I jumped way high in the air. "Hooray!" I shouted. "Hooray, hooray! Pinky Gladys Gutsman is going to the barbershop with her daddy, and she really enjoys that place." After that, I twirled and twirled all over the kitchen. Only too bad for me, because I accidentally twirled into the refrigerator and the stove and the dishwasher. I got knocked on the floor. My head made a loud clunking sound. I felt it real careful. "Good news," I said. "No damage." After that, I jumped back up and I ran to get dressed for the barber shop.
Turn the page. Chapter 2 is on page 8, and it's called Meeting Maxine. Me and Daddy drove in the car a real long time. It was not that enjoyable. Are we there yet? How come we're not there? Are we lost? Huh, Daddy? Did you lose us? I asked. Just then, Daddy pulled into a parking lot. Hey, we're there! We're there! I hollered, very thrilled. I looked through the window. Yeah, only here's the problem. I don't even recognize this place, because this is not your regular barber shop. Daddy got me out of my seatbelt. This is a different barber shop, he explained. Someone at work recommended it, only it's not actually a barber shop. It's more of what you'd call, well, okay, it's a beauty shop. My eyes got big and wide at that guy. A beauty shop? Oh boy, because I love beauty shops even more than barber shops. I jumped up and down and all around. Hey, everybody, my daddy is going to a beauty shop. My daddy is going to a beauty shop. Shh, Junie B, please, said Daddy. You have to be on your best behavior in this place. I mean it. No acting crazy. I smoothed my jacket very proper. Yeah, only I don't even know what you're talking about, I said. I never acted crazy in my whole entire career. After that, I skipped very happy through the beauty shop door. There was a lady behind a counter. Her face had big, shiny red lips on it. Name, please, she said. Robert Jones, said Daddy. I stood on my tippy toes. Yeah, only he has other names too, I told her. Because some people call him Bob, and some people call him Bobby. Plus today, my mother called him Ace. The lady looked over the counter at me. And what is your name? She asked. I quick took off my jacket and showed her my name tag. Pinky, I said. My name is Pinky Gladys Gutsman. Because I just thought of that cute name this morning, and it is adorable, I think. Turn the page. I am on page 12. The lady looked funny at me. She didn't ask any more questions. Pretty soon, a different lady walked up, and she shook my daddy's hand. Hello, I'm Maxine, and I'll be cutting your hair today, she said real nice. My eyes popped right out at that woman because she was wearing a name tag, just like me. Maxine, hey Maxine, look down here, I have on a name tag too, I hollered. Maxine ruffled my hair. Pinky Gladys Gutsman, huh? She said. Well, Pinky Gladys Gutsman, since you're already wearing a name tag, I guess that means you should be my helper today. Yes! I yelled, because I already know how to be a helper on account of sometimes I help my Grandpa Miller fix stuff, and last week we fixed the upstairs toilet, and I got to touch that big ball that floats on top. Maxine laughed. Wow. A helper with plumbing experience. This must be my lucky day, she said. After that, she held in my hand, and me and her took Daddy to the sink. Then Maxine washed Daddy's hair, and she let me hold the fluffy towel. I holded it real tight in my arms. Look, Maxine, look at me holding the fluffy towel. See how good I am doing? I am not even letting it touch the floor. Only too bad for me, because just then my nose got some itchy fuzzies in it. And I started to sneeze. Turn the page. I am on page 14. Ah, achoo! I sneezed right into the fluffy towel. It was soft as a feather. That's how come I wiped my itchy nose on that softy thing. Plus, also, I blowed a teeny bit. Maxine made a face. Yeah, well, you don't even have to worry, because I'm not even contagious, I told her. Then I gave her the fluffy towel to dry Daddy's hair, but Maxine said, no thank you, and she dried Daddy's hair with a different fluffy towel. After that, all of us went to her giant spinny chair. Hey, I love this kind of chair, I said real excited. I climbed up there zippity-quick. Spin me, spin me, spin me, I hollered. Daddy leaned close to my ear. His face did not look pleasant. Get down, he whispered, very chilling. I got down. Maxine patted my head. She gave me a broom. It was big and wide. Here, helper, you can sweep your daddy's hair as I'm cutting it, she said. Yes, I said back, because I am excellent at this appliance, I believe. After that, I held the broom real tight in my hands, and I runned up and down the floor. Look, Maxine, look at me sweeping. See me? See how fast I am? Turn the page. I am on page 16 and 17. Only too bad for me, because just then a lady didn't get out of my way, and she walked right in front of my big, wide broom, and her feet got sweeped. Ow! She hollered. Ow! Ouch! Ow! Daddy runned over and snatched my broom away because I wasn't the helper anymore, apparently. After that, he gave Maxine lots of dollars, and he took my hand, and me and him rushed right out of that place. Turn the page. I'm on page 18. Chapter 3 is called Practicing. Daddy drove me home in the car. I kept on sniffing the air. You smell like a lovely woman, I said. Daddy wasn't that friendly. It's the hair gel, he grouched. I sniffed some more. I love that smelly hair gel. Plus, also, I love sweeping and holding the fluffy towel, and so maybe I might be a beauty shop guy when I grow up. Wonderful, said Daddy. I know it is wonderful, I said. And here's another wonderful thing. I already have a name tag and a towel and a broom and some scissors, and so I'm all set to go to work, probably. Just then, Daddy quick pulled the car to the curb. No, Junie B, no. You're not all set to go to work, he said. You don't just pick up some scissors and start cutting hair. Do you understand? Working in a beauty shop takes years and years of practice. Yeah, only I already know that, I said. I already know it takes years and years of practice. Years and years and years, said Daddy. I did a huffy breath at him. I already know that, I told you, I said again. After that, I leaned back in my seat, and I thinked about the years and years of practice. Turn the page. 20. Page 20. Finally, I did a big sigh. I would have to get started right away. Daddy pulled the car into our driveway. I runned inside my house zippity-quick. I'm home, I hollered. I'm home from the beauty shop. Mother ran out of baby Ollie's room. Shh, I just put your brother down for his nap, she said. I stood there for a minute because that woman just gave me a sneaky idea, that's why. I did a fake yawn. I need a nap too, I think, I said, because that beauty shop got me all tired out. I walked to my bedroom. Well, nighty-night, don't let the bed bugs bite, I said. Mother followed me. Her face looked suspicious. Suspicious is the grown-up word for I think maybe you might be fibbing.
Whoa, hold on there a second, said Mother. I thought you hated naps.
I do, I said. I do hate naps. But today I worked at the beauty shop, and that job got me pooped, I tell you. After that, I closed my door, and I got under my covers. Mother peeked in at me. I did a fake snore. Then I waited and waited till she closed the door again. Turn the page. 22. I stayed in bed till it was safe. Then finally, I tippy-toed to my desk, and I opened the top drawer real quiet. I searched my hands all around that thing. Then all of a sudden, my heart got very pumpy because my hands felt what they were looking for, and their name is my bestest shiny scissors. Chapter 4 is called Snipping, Snipping, Snipping. I opened and closed my shiny scissors real fast. Now I can start my years and years of practice, I whispered very thrilled. I skipped to my bed where my stuffed animal sit, because I needed volunteers, of course. Who wants to go first? I asked my animals. Who wants to get their fur trimmed at my beauty shop? Turn the page. 24. My bestest elephant, named Philip Johnny Bob, raised his foot.
I do, he said.
I hugged him very tight, because that guy is always a good sport, that's why. I picked him up and put him in my beauty chair. I sat him on lots of pillows so he would be tall. Then I kept on looking and looking at his fur. Yeah, only here's the problem, I said. Your fur is made out of softy gray velvet, and softy gray velvet is short and smoothy, and so I can't even trim you. Philip Johnny Bob did a sad sigh. I patted his head and put him back on the bed. Just then I accidentally stepped on something. I looked on the floor, and guess what? It was my slippers that look like bunnies. Us, us, trim us, they said real squealy. Hey, yeah, because you have the beautifulest long white fur I ever even saw. And so you guys will be perfect, probably.
Turn the page. Page 26.
I quick picked them up and put them in my beauty chair. After that, I skipped all around them and I snipped their long white fur. I sang a lovely song. It is called Snipping, Snipping, Snipping Their Long White Fur. It was the funnest fun I ever even had. After I got done, I holded them up to the mirror so they could see themselves. They did not smile.
We're baldies, they said real soft.
I did a big breath at those guys. Yeah, only I already know you are baldies, but that is not my fault because you kept on wiggling while I was trimming you, I said. I petted their heads very nice.
Don't worry, I whispered. Because bunny fur probably grows back, probably. I'm almost positive, sort of.
Turn the page. 28. Then I hugged them real gentle, and I throwed them under my bed. Because I didn't want Mother and Daddy to see them, that's why. After that, I got in bed and did a sigh. This job was going to take more practice than I thought. Chapter 5 is called Teddy and Tickle. My bunny slippers didn't grow their fur back. I peeked at them the whole entire weekend, only no fur growed at all, not even a teensy fuzzy. On Monday at school, I didn't feel like playing at recess. My bestest friend named Grace put her arm around me. What's wrong, Junie B? She said. How come you don't want to play today?
Turn the page.
30. I hanged my head real glum. Because bunny fur doesn't grow back, that's why, I said. Only who knew? And so now I can't be a beauty shop guy when I grow up, probably. And that was my hopes and dreams. That Grace's eyes got big and wide at me. Hey, me too, she said. Being a beauty shop guy is my hopes and dreams too. My Aunt Lola owns her very own beauty shop, and she already said I could be a shampoo girl. Just then, my other bestest friend named Lucille started fluffing her fluffy hair. When I grow up, I'm going to be a client, she said. A client is the person who goes to the beauty shop and spends a small fortune. She took a little brush out of her purse and she started brushing her hair. See how shiny my hair is? It's soft and silky too. Soft and silky and well conditioned. She shaked it all around in the air. A woman's hair is her crowning glory, she said. Want to feel it? Huh? Do you?
Turn the page.
Page 32. After that, she shaked her hair all around in the air. You're getting on my nerves, I said. Just then, that Grace clapped her hands real loud. Junie B! Junie B, I just thought of something. Maybe Aunt Lola will let you be a shampoo girl, too. And so both of us can be shampoo girls together. I did a gasp. Really, Grace, do you really think she would? Really, really, really? Then I hugged that Grace as tight as I could, because guess what? My hopes and dreams was back. After I got home from school, I run to my room speedy quick. I grabbed my fuzzy teddy off my bed, and I zoomed to the bathroom. My grandma Helen Miller shouted hello at me. She was in the nursery with my baby brother named Ollie. Hello to you, too, I shouted back. Only here's an important message, because right now I am shutting the bathroom door on account of that is called privacy, madam. After that, I locked the door real secret, and I filled the sink with water. Then I dunked Teddy up and down, and I put shampoo on that guy. I sing the happy song. It is called Dunking Teddy Up and Down and Putting Shampoo on That Guy. Only too bad for me, because pretty soon,
turn the page to page 34.
Teddy's head got soaky wet with water, and he couldn't hold it up that good. It flopped all around his neck. I stood him up in the sink. He was a giant sog ball. I felt sickish inside my stomach. That's how come I wrapped him in a towel, and I hurried up back to my room. After that, I patted his sog ball head real gentle, and I throwed him under the bed with my slippers. I hanged my head real gloomy. Darn it, I said. I am not a good shampoo girl either. And so now I can never work at Aunt Lola's with that Grace, probably. Just then, my dog named Tickle scratched at my door. "Go away, Tickle," I said. "I'm not in a playing mood." But he kept on scratching and scratching. I opened the door a teeny crack. "I said to go away. Don't you even understand language?" Only too bad for me, because Tickle springed right up, and he knocked open the door, and he runned into my room. He zoomed around, around in circles. Then finally he got dizzy and pooped, and he flopped on my rug. I looked closer at that fellow. I said, "Your fur is kind of tangly and matty. Only I never actually noticed that before." I tapped on my chin. "Maybe you should come to my beauty shop for a trim, 'cause I already had practice." Turn the page to 36. "And so I can do better this time, I believe." I did more thinking. "Hey, yeah, and here's another good thing. Dog fur grows back, right, Tickle? And so what do we have to lose? That's what I would like to know." I zoomed to my desk and got my shiny scissors. Then I hurried back to Tickle, and I gave him a hug, and I trimmed his tangly, matty fur. Chapter 6 is called The Trouble with Tickle. Tickle did not turn out that professional. His fur was choppy and moppish, plus his tail was a teeny stubby. I tried to push him under my bed, but he wouldn't even go. "Now, only you have to go under there, Tickle, or else Mother and Daddy will see your fur and I will be in trouble." Just then, I heard feet walking in the hall. "Oh, no!" Turn the page. 38. It was Mother. She was home from work. I ran around real upset. "Hide, Tickle, hide, hide," I said. Just then, I saw my fuzzy pink sweater. I grabbed it out of my closet and throwed it on Tickle Speedy Fast. Also, I grabbed my favorite hat with the horns and I plopped it on his head. All of a sudden, Mother opened my door. I backed up from her. "Hello," I said, kind of nervous. "How are you today?" "I am fine. Plus, Tickle is fine, too." Turn the page. Page 40. I did a gulp. "He is wearing clothes, apparently," I said. Just then, Mother walked to Tickle real slow, and she took off his hat. That is how come I quick run down in my room and down the hall and outside into the yard, because I didn't want to be there when the sweater came off, of course. Mother chased me all over my yard. That woman is speedier than she looks. She caught me by my arm and marched me into the house. After that, she sat me in a chair and she said, "My goose is cooked, young lady." Goose is cooked means that your goose is in big trouble, only I don't actually have a goose, only that was not the time to mention it, probably. Just then, my daddy came home from work. Mother tattletaled to him about Tickle. Then both of them hollered a lecture at me. It was called, "What in the world has gotten into me, young lady? Do I not even have good sense? And do they have to watch me every single minute?" After they finished yelling, Mother put me in my room and she took away my scissors forever. And here's the worstest part of all. After dinner, I had to take a bath and go right back to bed. Mother kissed me on my cheek. It was not that sincere. Turn the page. 42. "Now, only I am not even tired yet," I said, "and so maybe I should watch Wheel of Fortune, perhaps." Mother shook her head. "No way. No TV," she said. "If you're not tired, you can lie here and think about what you did today." After that, she shut my door and walked away. I did a huffy breath at her. "Now, only I don't even have to think about what I did today, because I already thinked about it. That's why," I whispered to just myself. Then I did a teeny smile, and guess what else? I think I am making progress. Chapter 7, The Terriblest Trouble. The next morning, I was very cheered up, because I knew what went wrong with Tickle. Tickle has dog hair, and dog hair is harder to cut than people hair, because people hair is much more tamer. I ran to the mirror and looked at my people hair. "I bet I can cut this kind of hair just perfect," I said. Just then, I heard the front door open. Turn the page. 44. It was my grandpa, Frank Miller. He was here to babysit me before school. I runned and kissed that guy hello. Then I zoomed right back to my room and I hollered a message down the hall. Don't come in my room, okay, Grandpa? Because I want to get dressed all by myself today, and I don't even need any help. After that, I shut my door real tight, and I hurried to my desk. Because guess what? Extra scissors, that's what. They were in my middle drawer where I keep them. I opened and closed them real fast. Then I skipped to my dresser, and I combed my bangs silky smooth, and I snipped their ends right off. I peeked at myself kind of nervous. And guess what? It wasn't even ruined. I smiled real thrilled. I knew I could do this. I knew it. I knew it. All I needed was practice. After that, I snipped some more bangs. Plus, I snipped some sides and some top and some back. After I was finished, I looked in the mirror again. I did a teeny frown. My bangs do not look even Steven, I said. That's how come I tried to even them up. Only those things kept getting tiltier and tiltier. Finally, I got frustration inside me. Turn the page. 46. And I took a whole big hunk and I cut them right off. Ha ha, so there, I said. I put down my scissors and looked at myself. I did a gasp. Oh no, my hair was sticking out all over the place. Sprigs, I said. I got sprigs. That's how come I started to cry, because sprigs are shorty little sticklets, and they are not attractive, I tell you. Just then I heard a knock on my door. Junie B, honey, you all right in there? Asked my grandpa. Okay if I come in? No, not okay, I hollered. I am still getting dressed, and so please go back to where you came from. Turn the page, 48. Grandpa Miller laughed. Okay, okay, I get the message, he said. I'll go make you a sandwich. You'd better hurry up, though. I've got to do some errands, so I'm driving you to school today. His feet walked back to the kitchen. I sat down on my bed real upset, because Spriggs is the terriblest trouble I ever even saw.